Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
If there was one thing, one wish, a realistic one, in terms of something that I want solved in the Twin Cities and throughout Minnesota, it is affordable housing. And I think that affordable housing is a big-time issue, not just here in the state of Minnesota, but throughout the country. But we live here in Minnesota. And so I'm going to talk about Minnesota. And one thing that I want the listening audience to pay attention to is the latest WCCO in-depth series, More Than a Paycheck, where that's Taylor Rivera, is exploring the potential solutions and contributing factors with regards to, like, Minnesota's homeless adults. I get really, really upset. And this will be a question that I will ask Mayor Jacob Fry when he joins us tomorrow on the show for an hour about where are we at with affordable housing? How can we improve and make housing more affordable and how he views it? Because it is an issue. And this is when I knew that affordable housing was becoming more of an issue over time. 2015, it was like 2015 or 16. I wasn't even living here. I was living in Kansas City. But I came home and I'm hanging out with some friends in the North Loop. And I saw all of these shiny new buildings being constructed. Looking real nice. And it seemed as though from 2015, 16, 17 to 18, when I returned at the end of 18, that every single time that I would return back to Minneapolis, I'm seeing a new building. Every single time I'm seeing a new building. And you know, the thing that popped into my head, who are all the people that are popping into these new buildings that's paying these high rents for these new places? And I'm like saying to myself, I'm like, what's going on here? Like, I understand that maybe we're having a renaissance in Minneapolis and in the North Loop specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem to me, at least, when we're talking about wages and we're talking about the price and cost of living, that this many people can be filling up all of these buildings. And I'm like, maybe I'm just wrong, because you know what? I don't have enough information. I'm not even living here right now. I'm living in Overland Park, mm-hmm. Kansas City.
Oh, the la-dee-da, Kansas City suburb.
Overland Park, Kansas.
Oh, my KU, we know.
KU's in Lawrence. So, I still to this day have that question, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care if it's the stuff that's popped over Northeast near Nye's, the popular bar that's right off the river, whether it's all the stuff that's the new buildings over there by Porzana and Sandrusan and all that stuff right off of Washington and right near the Hewing Hotel. Like, we have so many spots that are open with high rental prices.
Yes.
But we have nothing affordable for people that need a place. And to highlight it, I think that the thing that was so scary to listen to and to hear is that when you hear about the amount of people with jobs, like, that are homeless, and they're talking about the homeless population, and 50% of them are employed, and in the top of the hour soundbite that we heard from teasing this story is Taylor talking to a gentleman that was making $23 an hour. And you have, like, I think in the piece that we aired today, you literally had to make $23 an hour just to basically just be able to have a roof over your head.
Yeah, it used to be that when you're putting together a budget, and I know that KU's and Lawrence, I just like having a little fun with you. You're talking about a budget, and it used to be 35% of your gross needs to go to your housing. That's how it used to be, because you'd break that down between your housing and your insurance and your utilities and whatever. Like, that used to be the old rule. And, you know, it's funny that you say that, Henry, because out where I live, out in the northwestern suburbs, we see these duplexes and these apartments and everything that's going up, and it looks really nice and state of the art. But at the end of the day, you hit on it. It's a very select group of renters that they are looking for. And there are so many of these places that are going up that just are not affordable for the regular folk. And I understand that you want to have a certain amount of clientele, right? You don't want the riffraff to show up. We all understand that. But you can't build all of these units. And, I mean, downtown Minneapolis, it's trendy, right? It's cool. It's trendy to live down in this area because it's, you know, it's a walking distance to a lot of things. Sometimes logistically it's not great because you don't have gas stations and you don't have grocery stores or whatnot. But I think there's a lot of things that are going on that we're just like, we don't have affordability. And I think if it's happening in the northwestern suburbs, I have to imagine that it's happening all over the metro.
I just think that right now,
these contractors, whoever is the property managers, the contractor, whoever, like, they are so out of touch with what's going on in you know, with the general population. It's sad.
I think all of this is unacceptable.
It is 100%.
Because now you got to factor in grocery prices continue to rise.
Everything is going up. Utilities are going up. Everything is going up.
You got these nice rentals, but how do you afford to stay in that rental property? How do you stay in that apartment unit if you can't eat?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's 651-461-9226. If I had a magic wand, that is absolutely one of the things that I would want to address.
They said one of the things you don't want to do, and I've got friends in the mortgage business. When we bought our house in Sioux Falls, we've bought one house in our life. Great house in Sioux Falls. I loved it. 5-bedroom, 2-car garage, really nice place. The one thing they said is you don't want to be house poor, meaning you don't want to have this mortgage or rent and have that be it. Because having a place to live is incredibly, it's one of the most, if not the most important things that you need. But you need to be able to have your food. You got to be able to pay for your electricity. You got to be able to pay for your meds. And it's, I don't know what the current equation is, you know, from 35%. I'm sure that equation has skewed much, much higher. But I'm sorry, if you're making $23 an hour, no excuse whatsoever, because that's what, I mean, I'm just doing the math in my head, just short of $50,000, around 50. How can you not afford a place with $50,000? Because things are, you're getting priced out of the most basic housing rentals. Like, whoever putting these up, like, I don't know. I feel like there's greed on the part of these property management companies and whoever's putting these up, and the landlords, to say, hey, this is what we're going to charge. Just because you can, does that mean you should? I don't know.
Yeah, I just, we're going to have to find a way, and that will absolutely be one of the things that I mention to Mayor Jacob Fry when he joins us tomorrow night at 8
o'clock. I mean, if you don't have a place to live, it's just demoralizing, right? I think about people that are living in their cars or living with their friends. It's like everybody deserves to have a little home, a little place that they can just call their little piece of the pie. It's just sad.
Coming up next, it's Bite of the Night right here on The Lake Show. All right, it's time for Bite of the Night. We've got a couple of bites of the night that are from yesterday involving the Game 7 of the American League Championship Series, in which the Toronto Blue Jays came back to defeat the Seattle Mariners 4-3 in Toronto. So they will be facing the soon-to-be World Series champion L.A. Dodgers.
Everybody's favorite underdog, the L.A. Dodgers.
And that's going to be fun. Let's go, Dodgers. Let's go, L.A. Let's
go. See, I knew it. But you always seem like an underdog sort of guy. That's right. You like Shohei Ohtani.
Are you Team Toronto here?
I'm Team Toronto. Absolutely.
Want to put some money on it?
Yeah, let's put some money on it.
I got $20 on the Dodgers.
I'll take 20 on the Jays.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Sounds good. All right, I got 20. You guys,
is that legal in the state? By the way, can we do that?
Well, we're not placing it through somebody. It was just
that's true. It's just gentleman's agreement.
It's just a gentleman's agreement.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, but Toronto ends up winning. And let's hear the George Springer had it was a 3-run blast.
Yes.
Which gave them the lead. They were trailing 3-1. He hits the 3-run bomb, ends up being the game-winning hit. This is Dan Schulman on the call.
First real scoring chance for the Blue Jays since the first inning. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer dinger! 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh! One knee, no problem. You have to have that guy in a big game, and he crushed a pitch out to left center.
You have got to be kidding me, Ben. That is the best moment in sports I have ever seen.
And listen to this place go.
How do you pitch to that guy? I said before that at bat, there's an open base. You have to be careful. Edward Bizzardo threw him a heater right down the middle. George Springer was waiting for it. What a moment.
And they were going in all game, so he did a little bucket step, kind of flew that left shoulder to try and get out in front of it. My goodness.
All right, so of course it's going to go down as one of the great hits in the history of Toronto Blue Jays baseball. In that specific situation, though, do you think that they should have walked him? I don't think they should have walked him. It was two men on. I mean, you're going to walk it to be bases loaded? Because how many outs were at that point? Was it one out?
That I don't know. I want to say there was one out.
I think it was one out. I would not have walked him, but, I mean, clearly you can't give up a home run, and they did.
No, yeah, and you know, Dan Schulman, the Toronto play-by-play broadcaster, you know, getting it from the – and there was a lot of the Nat sound that I actually cut out of that, because we talk about, like, Adam Amin with Jorge Polanco's home runs off of Tarik Skubal in the prior round. sometimes broadcasters need to let the broadcast breathe and let the sounds and the sights take over. That was a really good job of that. But it
let it breathe.
It was a great, like, if you're a sports fan, outside of being a Seattle fan, it was just one of those moments you're like, man, this is why we love watching sports. But yeah, there's the human element to it too.
But there's another point that you wanted to bring up about these athletes and their want to win and how much it matters to them and how much they care.
Yeah, I get so tired of fans. It's like, oh my God, these athletes are getting paid a lot of money. They don't want to win. Are you smoking a ganja? Like, what are you doing? That's just kabuki talk, right? That's goofy talk. These athletes want to win. They're getting compensated very handsomely. But if you think that athletes don't want to win, you're out of your damn mind. Like, athletes want to win. You play to win the game, as Herm Edwards said. And last night, there was something that happened in the Seattle locker room I had never seen or heard before. Because a lot of times, Henry, you know, after a game, they have the quote-unquote cooling down period where athletes are back and they're getting their emotions together. Well, Brian Wu, last night, one of the star pitchers for Seattle, was being interviewed. And I don't know who the interviewer is, but it's not the point. Brian Wu was being interviewed, and Cal Raleigh, of all people, you could tell, not happy about what happened. Again, I don't think I've ever heard or seen this before.
Having gone further than any other team in franchise history.
Legacy is...
Real emotion. If you didn't hear it, Cal Raleigh yelling in the background, just a frustrated scream from the guy who should be the American League MVP. You might not get another shot to get that close to a World Series before. And I mean, they were eight outs away from going to the World Series. That may be the closest they ever get. And I kind of appreciate Cal Raleigh for just letting it out, because I'm kind of surprised we don't see more of that with athletes after a high profile game that they end up losing. They've got to go in there and be professional. But I mean, they're highly emotional, highly charged, very intense people. And I kind of appreciate Cal Raleigh for just letting it rip in that moment.
Yeah, when people go after athletes and talk about how they don't care, I don't put too much stock into those people having those opinions. Do I think that all athletes care? No. I'm not going to sell the people that. Not every single professional athlete cares. There are guys that don't even love getting to the top of their profession. They just love the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. There are people like that. I've been around some of those athletes. But those are few and far between. The majority of athletes that have busted their entire lives, their mm-hmm. butts, their entire lives to get where they are, they love the sport. And they know that they are blessed to get the amount of money that they are paid to play said sport, and they appreciate that part of it. Will there always be some guys out there that just don't get it? Yes, but such is life. There will be CEOs that won't get it when they think about the bonus checks and stuff like that, whatever, that they get, and they just think it's just another day in the neighborhood.
You mean legislatures that will go on vacation and post pictures of themselves on vacation when the government shutdown is going on and people are struggling? I mean, you're right. It doesn't matter what line of work. There are always people out there that don't get it. And those that don't get that they don't get it. And that's just, I mean, Anthony Rendon is one of those guys, the third baseman for the Anaheim Angels.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Who's like, this is just a job. And that's fine. Because like you said, Henry, there are guys. But I hate when the fallback for a lot of uneducated people are just like, well, they just want the money. These guys, a good majority of them, like you said, they want to win. Nobody wants to go out there and be like, well, I'm going to go out and get beat again. But at least I'm, you know, at least I got a paycheck. Well, guess what? If you're not doing your job very well, you're not going to get a paycheck, then you won't have that paycheck for very long.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, hey, we've actually got a little bit of a piece of breaking news that I want to get into after we take a look at the weather. That next year on The Late Show. All right, we do have some breaking news that I wanted to get to. And the breaking news is about Paul Ingracia. Remember, he was the gentleman that was running to lead the Office of Special Counsel for President Donald Trump. He has sent out via social media a post, I guess you can call it a truth, saying, I will be withdrawing myself from Thursday's HSGAC hearing to lead the Office of Special Counsel because, unfortunately, I do not have enough Republican votes at this time. I appreciate the overwhelming support that I have received throughout this process and will continue to serve President Trump and this administration to make America great again. Now, if you're wondering, like, how is this a thing? He was Trump's nominee to lead the Office of Special Counsel, but he was a part of sending out some vile pro-Nazi and racist messages. That were revealed from, I think it was Politico. Amongst the things that he stated, Martin Luther King Jr. was the 1960s George Floyd, and his holiday should be ended and tossed into the seventh circle of hell where it belongs. Also, to a group of Republicans, he texts, I do have a Nazi streak in me from time to time. I will admit it. He sent this text to a group of Republicans. Never trust a Chinaman or Indian. Never. Ooh, this is pretty racist. And then he also, to other Republicans, I said we're making Kwanzaa illegal in the next Trump administration. That was the gist of my tweet. No mulligan holidays. What is this? From Kwanzaa to MLK Jr. Day to Black History Month to Juneteenth. Every single one needs to be eviscerated. That's pretty intense stuff. Pretty racist. Just horrible stuff. To think that somebody, this is the thing. I know that people try to push back all the time and say, well, you say that this person's racist and that person's racist and all that. It's alarming to me that there tends to be certain people politically that racists love to do business with.
They gravitate to.
So you can sit with that and do what you want. I wouldn't feel good associating with groups of people that are racist and believe in treating certain people, not all people, but certain people terribly, that believe that they are better than others. It's just bad human. Which, by the way, I think that one of the interesting things that happened early last week was he brought up again for the second time in like the last month or so, Donald Trump questioned whether he's going to get to heaven. Why does he keep questioning that? Why does he keep talking about it? Because he knows he's not going to heaven. He knows this.
But
why he keeps talking about it out loud.
He's a good Christian, though, right? I mean, Christians follow Donald Trump. He's a good Christian. That should be a given that he's going to go to heaven.
So the breaking news is that this racist text scandal, if that's what you want to call it, it has torpedoed the nominee that Trump had for him being the office of special counsel. Paul Ingrassia's nomination withdrew on Thursday. And by the way, prior to this being revealed, this is from this afternoon. It's about 40 seconds. This is Kevin McCarthy, former Speaker of the House, for like literally like 2 minutes, talking to Major Garrett of CBS about said scandal.
Are you familiar with what has been published recently about Paul Ingrassia, who is the president's nominee to head the Office of Special Counsel?
I haven't read it all. I just saw what Thune had said.
Yes, that it's in very big jeopardy, and here's why.
Yes.
Martin Luther King Jr. was the 1960s George Floyd, and his holiday, quote, should be ended and tossed into the seventh circle of hell where it belongs.
It's disqualifying.
For this position?
Yes. Yes.
Is it part and parcel?
What I read in a headline is, I didn't read all of his quotes, but they were in like within the last year. I think these quotes are within the last year.
Yeah.
That's disqualifying to me.
All right, so, and I love hearing Major Garrett on with Chad Hartman, and I look forward to listening to him at the end of this week. But that was Kevin McCarthy talking about that, saying it's disqualifying. And yes, he knew he didn't have the votes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have the votes, right? Kevin McCarthy, life comes at you fast. For 2 seconds, he was the Speaker of the House. And
good times.
It's a wrap. Kevin McCarthy's not an old guy. He's 60. He's still young.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
He's got like 3 presidential terms in him.
I think that I'm not just going to come out in our lifetime, but it is going to come out at some point. Maybe in your kid's lifetime. I definitely think in the next 30 years. So maybe in our lifetime. Maybe. Knock on wood, we'll still do it. It's going to come out eventually at some point, and it'll be after Donald Trump dies, what Donald Trump had over everybody else. It's eventually going to get out. What he had, because him torching and torpedoing every single person, whether it's Kevin McCarthy, basically spitting in the face of Tom Emmer and saying, Tom Emmer, no, you get nothing. Like, it eventually is going to come out.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what it is.
There's a lot of stuff that is out there. And Mark Epstein, who is Jeffrey Epstein's brother, has said numerous times, there's a lot of things that people don't know about Donald Trump. Okay, if Jeffrey Epstein's brother is saying that, I mean, Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump were not ever connected. I mean, that was AI. That was superimposed. They were never together. He doesn't even know the guy. Never met him. Never been on the jet. Never been to Epstein Island. Never wrote an article, birthday card. But there's a lot of stuff. And when you see this, and this is the one thing that is disqualifying for this individual, I got to think, what is the line? I think I asked this.
There isn't one.
Last night. So this is disqualifying for an individual to the special counsel. But yet you've got other individuals within the party that are espousing the Nazi rhetoric, and that's okay. People are, the young Republicans are talking about, I love Hitler. I'm you've got these neo-Nazi characteristics and these people that are supporting that. That's okay. But this is the one guy that cannot have those nominations. Like, the whole thing is inconsistent to me. And so, it's ingrained into the party. Whether or not they want to admit it, it's ingrained into the party.
The Arizona Attorney General is now suing Speaker Mike Johnson because he refuses to swear in the Democrats' newest congresswoman from Arizona. And we all know that this is due in part to the Epstein files. Speaker Johnson says it has nothing to do with it. He says it's scheduling. We know that Speaker Johnson's a liar. This is the deal, though, Chris. This is why every American should look at this and be alarmed by all of this. Because they will not release the Epstein files. Whatever it is in the Epstein files with regards to Donald Trump, it's so bad, they will shield Bill Clinton. Think about that! Think about that! Bill Clinton is getting saved! Bill Clinton! It must be that bad.
Oh,
they
boy.
Are ready. They are like, you know what? You know what, Bill Clinton? We got to help him too. Like, and this is the thing. Do I think that there is some horrible, bad things in the Epstein files on Bill Clinton? 100% I believe that.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
So let's not play that game. Do I think that there are other Democrats in the Epstein files? I do.
Yes.
And I said this from day one.
There has to be.
I said this from day one, and I'll say it again. Let it all out.
Yeah. If Bill Clinton is on that, Bill Clinton has got to be prosecuted, and his ass has got to be in jail. Okay? I'm a fan of Michael.
Everybody.
I'm a fan of Michael Bolton. Like, I like the music, right? I'm a Michael Bolton fan. I love the stuff that he did with Lonely Island, too. Jack Sparrow, one of my favorite songs by them. But the pictures that he had with Jeffrey Epstein, if he is on that, prosecutors put his ass in jail.
Gotta go.
You gotta go. It doesn't matter who, party affiliation. But again, there are people that are willing to protect a pedophile because he is a member of your political party. A pedophile and a child molester is wrong. That should be a line. If you are in the Epstein files, and if we really want to do, if we want to take the moral high ground, and we want to protect children, and we want to protect the victims, and we really want transparency, get these records out there. Let us see them, and then we can make our own decisions.
Coming up next, it's time for headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. And let's get to the headlines right here on The Lake Show. As we finish off hour number two, Christopher Tubbs, dive in.
All right, let's get to it. H, man has been arrested, and this is a story you've been hearing about also on our website as well. Man's been arrested after a Molotov cocktail was thrown at a Northeast Minneapolis ice cream shop twice in less than 24 hours. The two incidents were reported at around 10:45 p.m. Sunday and just before 1 p.m. Monday afternoon. And in both instances, someone threw a flaming object at a window at Fletcher's Ice Cream and Cafe, located at 306 East Hennepin Avenue. Now, officers arrived at the scene of the first attack to find a smashed window and burn marks near the front entrance. MPD said, quote, preliminary information indicates that a man exited a minivan, threw a lit Molotov cocktail at the building, then fled in the same vehicle. Oh. Then, on Monday afternoon, a witness posted on Blue Sky that he saw a man, quote, acting weird next to a parked car in front of Fletcher's as he walked by the business. Then he heard a smash and smelled an accelerant. Another, it's almost the same statement. Preliminary information indicates a man believed to be the same suspect from the prior day exited the minivan, threw a lit Molotov cocktail, and fled. Well, a suspect in the attacks was found by police around 4:25 Monday afternoon in a vehicle near 15th Street or 15th Avenue Southeast and 4th Street Southwest. He was taken into custody without incident, jailed for arson. Police say they're working to determine the motive for the attacks, but it was quickly noticed that the ice cream shop had a large LGBTQ plus progress pride flag on its exterior.
Interesting.
Yeah, Fletcher's owner Jason Fletcher told the Star Tribune he suspects that was a motive for the attacks, though that it is yet to be confirmed by authorities.
Yet again, we live with people who are up to no good. Leave people alone. And this is not the first time nor the last time that we'll see people that are trying to intentionally set things on fire. We've seen it with the mosque and all these other. Why can't you just live your life and leave other people alone? Even if you can't stand somebody based on how they live, their gender, their race, whatever it is, whatever your bias is, whatever your ism is, why don't you just mind your business?
Live and let live.
I don't know
what happens when I see people that I don't think that I would agree with their lifestyle? I move on with my day. Ignore it. How do people living their life, how does that affect you? If it doesn't, mind your own damn business. Hey, a pardoned Capitol rioter was arrested last weekend for allegedly threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Court documents obtained by CBS News said Christopher Moynihan was arrested Sunday after saying in text messages that he planned to, quote, eliminate Jeffries when the top House Democrat spoke at an event in New York City on Monday. Now, Moynihan was arraigned Tuesday and entered a plea of not guilty. According to a court filing by prosecutors in the New York State criminal case, Moynihan wrote, quote, Hakeem Jeffries makes a speech in a few days in New York City. I cannot allow this terrorist to live. Moynihan allegedly stated, even if I am hated, he must be eliminated. I will kill him for the future. It's according to the filing. Now, Moynihan faces a felony charge of making a terroristic threat, according to court filings shared by prosecutors. Moynihan was pardoned by President Trump 9 months ago, along with more than 1,500 other Capitol rioter defenders who were granted clemency hours after Mr. Trump returned to the White House. Moynihan was found guilty in August 2022 of obstructing an official proceeding and pleaded guilty to 5 misdemeanor charges. He was sentenced in February 2023 to 21 months in prison. Moynihan is not the first pardoned Capitol rioter to be arrested on new separate charges, but he is the first to be charged with making a violent threat against a member of Congress.
Not shocked by this. When you have people that do wrong and then you pardon them as though they haven't done anything wrong at all, This is what you get. You get people that are just going to just continue to take advantage of that second chance. And George Santos.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Shocker. He gets his sentence commuted. It just... all of this stuff just bothers me. But, yeah, though this guy with the January 6th stuff, they need to go ahead and lock him up again and throw away the key. This guy is, he's a threat to society.
These are the sort of people that are the criminals that you need to look at deporting. Oh, but the skin color's wrong. Oh, he's not brown. He's not an immigrant. Nobody's a criminal. Are we talking about really making America great? Or are we talking about making America great for white people? Because there's a difference in the two. But again, if you want to get rid of the violent criminals, these are the people that you get rid of. And, by the way, I'm sure you saw the very classy AI video over the weekend about Donald Trump dumping sewage all over the No Kings protesters.
Well, yeah, American citizens.
Yeah, well, I mean, they shouldn't be American citizens because they hate America. I mean, if you hate America, get it. Well, Kenny Loggins is speaking out against President Donald Trump's use of his song Danger Zone in the AI video responding to widespread No Kings protests. Of course, on Saturday, the president took to Truth Social, shared an AI-generated video showing him in a fighter jet dumping what appeared to be fecal matter on his demonstrators to gather to protest. Kenny Loggins has said in a statement shared with USA Today, he objected to the use of his song in it, and he did not agree to it. And if they would have sought permission, then he would have said, no mas, nobody asked. I would have denied. I can't imagine why anybody would want their music used or associated with something created with the sole purpose of dividing. He continued, we're all Americans. We're all patriotic. There's no us in them. It's not who we are, nor is it what we should be. It's all of us. We're in this together. It's my hope we can find and embrace music as a way of celebrating and uniting each and every one of us.
Well said by him. I mean, you do not want to be associated with any crap like that.
I mean, that's the president of the United States. Grow the hell up. Man. I mean, I would be embarrassed if it was a middle schooler that was doing that. Grow the hell up and be mature.
Final hour of the Late Show coming up next. Can you be friends with your ex? Woo! Let's tackle that topic next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.